Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. And how are you? Especially on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm sorry, not everything's... Oh, they're working now. Isn't that something? Good job. Well, we're going to be sitting there slowly. God is good. They put a lot of stuff into this, a lot of work. So there's still going to be the monitors in the back. So give us some time. Within the next couple weeks, things will get together. But anyway, as we begin this Thanksgiving, I'm going to do something different. With everything else that's been going on differently, I want to focus on the opening song. Because the opening song is based on, it's something we've sang all of us since we were children, huh? Now thank we all our God. And when you sit there and you go to the history of the song, it's based on our first reading today, Sirach. So if you read the first reading or you listen to it, that's what this is based on. And it was written by this guy as a pastor. His name was Martin Reichardt. And he was a pastor in Germany or Austria in the last, during this, the 30 Years' War. And this man was the last pastor there. He was Protestant. But he would bury, during the height of the plague and the 30-year war, 50 people a day and 4,000 in 1 year. And in the midst of this, taking care of burying people every day and all the garbage he had to deal with, had very little food, he decided to write a song of praise of God. To praise God, and he based it on this Sirach. And what we do is we got, it reminds us that no matter what the situation around us, we must praise God. We don't just praise God and thank God when everything's going fine for us. We praise God because He's God. We praise God because of who He is. And when you and I start praising God, and that should be the way we do all our prayer, prayer must begin with praise. That way we focus on God and not on ourselves. Huh? And that's where all prayer is about. It's about Him. And so when you and I, you know, yesterday I was out at Giant Eagle because I haven't had a cook in the last couple of weeks. And so I had to go and I was buying this stuff. And as I'm buying this stuff there, this guy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, Father, can I talk to you?" And I'm always real excited to talk to people and I'm out doing things. And I go, "Well, sure." He goes, "Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday." And I go, "It's my favorite holiday, too." And he says, you know why? And I said, "Why?" He says, "Because you don't have to even be religious. It's one we can all agree on." And I says, "Well, I think you got to be a little religious. You got to thank God. You got to thank God. That's worth thanking, right?" And he goes, "Oh, we can thank Mother Nature." I says, "Well, she doesn't exist, so I don't know if that's going to work." But the reality is, Thanksgiving means nothing without God, right? It's a giving thanks to God for all that He does for us. Every Eucharist is Thanksgiving. So today is when we come together as a family and we say, "Thank you, God, for who you are." And so that's the whole first stanza of this, "Now thank we all our God." But then after we praise God, now we ask. And it's great here, huh? Because when you get to the second stanza today, it says, "May He keep us in His grace, guide us, and free us." Keep us, guide us, and free us. So after we praise God for who He is, now we can say, "Please, God, keep us in grace." That means keep us in You. Guide us in Your will. Free us from those things that keep me in bondage. Because again, too often when we focus on our sinfulness, we're focusing on, "Oh, how bad I am." God hates sin, because it makes His son and daughter a slave. So that's why we ask Him to free us, so that we can live free as His sons and daughters to praise Him. And then finally, when we get to the last part, the third verse of the song, which is different in your books, I see, than what was up there. Don't ask me. You know, I put these things together. I was all excited. I thought, now you know, after I worked on all this, there's going to be some difference there. So that's the difference. But when it comes to the third part of the song, we thank Him, we praise Him, and now we trust Him. That no matter what the circumstance is, God, we will praise You. We will ask You what we need, and then we will trust You that You will take care of us. And how important that is something to learn for every day of our life. We praise God first, we ask Him, and then we trust Him that he will answer our prayer. So with that in mind, I want us now to go, and we're going to go back to the opening song, and we're going to sing it a cappella. Us, understanding what the song's about. Us, understanding that we're going to praise him first. Praise him and then ask him and then thank him. So let's all stand and let us praise God. A cappella. That means no music there, Patrick, in case you're wondering. I know I'm a miserable human being. Let's turn to God and let's sing unto him and really praise him this Thanksgiving Day. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us still in grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, it's now, and shall be evermore. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Please be seated now for the